Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hallo, ons hou altyd van jou. Hoe gaan dit, my broer?
Ach, my brother. I love you too, man. I love you too. Yeah. It's a privilege, my brother, to share your second last day and just to look back, you know. I mean, it's been a journey.
True.
I'm so grateful for the Lord that he's placed. I work with a few radio stations around South Africa, and I had the privilege of speaking to a lot. But thank you for your heart. Thank you for the flow that the Holy Spirit has put in you to make it easier for a person like me just to share his heart and to become one. You know, it's easy. Over the years, you met people where you just clicked with, and you can just... You can open your heart and it's like speaking to Jesus, you know. I mean, you make it easy for people to just be themselves and say what is in their heart, what the Lord has given them. And thank you for creating a platform of confidence and of trust and of hope. And we bless you for it, my brother.
Hey, Johnny, those are beautiful words, man. I take that, and I'm so grateful. And to be able to have walked this journey with you has been, you know, you're a speaker that gets invited often to the likes of Mighty Men and places like that, and to share your journey and what God lays on your heart, and whether you're at home with Yakumin and you join together again after a bit time apart, or you share about your dogs, or you tell us about your gout. You know, you've led us into your life, you know, and that also takes some trust. So I just want to say thanks even for that. And I don't want to stand in your way here. I mean, we could reminisce, you and I, for a very long time. We've walked a long path together, and we've done lots of cool stuff. But what I think is really important is that people want to hear Johnny Lowe's heart. What has God been saying to you, and wat wil jy met die mense deel? Want ons het 'n bietjie van hierdie motivering en die liefde van Johnny en die liefde van die Here so saam gemeng, 'n bietjie nodig so op 'n woensdagoggend.
Yeah, that's good. My brother, we must always just remember that we are little boys in front of our Father.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, after all, you're not a, you know, you're an evangelist, and people put you in a box, and you're a radio personality and a journalist or whatever they call you, you know. But at the end of the day, we're just little boys.
That's right.
In front of our Father. And just stay like that, my brother.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Today, I just want to hop quickly over something that just fell into my lap this last 2 weeks as I was, beginning to prepare for Easter weekend and the crucifixion of our Lord, and this time that he went in where the people that he loved, the people that he created, the people that he had a plan for, was just they didn't understand him. You know, John the Baptist says he came and the people didn't understand him, and Isaiah said a few hundred years before Jesus, he said that he will come, but they will hate him for it, you know, because this drive in man to be better on his own, and then come to a place where he needs Jesus. And I think as you read the Old Testament, you will see that the Israelites had a certain custom.
Yeah,
Brady, if you were the original owner of a piece of land, my brother, you will and you come into difficulty, you have to sell it.
Yes.
There's in the Israeli culture, there's two deeds. There's a sealed deed, and there is an open deed. The open deed is you can sell it for a certain time, or you can sell it for a family. But the blood deed, the original deed, the sealed deed, still stays in your family's name. So when that guy that bought it from you, he dies, that inheritance comes back to the original owner. And that was a custom for many, many years in Israel to make sure that the original families that God blessed stays in possession of that. But then in Luke 4, you will see that Satan says to Jesus on the mount, he says, "This is the kingdoms of the world, and it belongs to me." And for long, I thought to myself, no, but it belongs to my father. It belongs to Jesus. But Jesus didn't argue with him because he said, it belongs to me, and I will give it to you. And Jesus didn't argue. And then you ask your question, but how can the devil give it? Because it belongs to him. Because he took title deed of the world through Adam and Eve. They gave it up to him. And then Jesus came and he sacrificed himself. And then in Revelation 5, my brother, it's the most beautiful words. And the angel shouts, he says, "Who is worthy to open the seal?" Who is worthy? And then they shout, "The Lamb that was slain is worthy to open the sealed document, to return the world and its glory and the people's rightful ownership back to our Father and his children." Now, Brady, this is your second last day. I just want to tell you that your name is in that sealed document.
Amen.
And Jesus has bought it back for us. It has been returned to the original owner by the sacrifice of the Lamb. There's no other document than the original copy. There is no other document than the sealed copy. And the only one that is worthy to open it was the Lamb that gave his life for you and for me. And that makes you very precious and very valuable, my brother.
Wow, thank you.
And I want to go into this Easter as a conqueror. I want to go into this Easter as a winner. I want to go into this Easter as a blood inheritor, as an original inheritor of the blueprint, of the sealed document of God. And that is who you are. And today, as I'm speaking to our people, the devil has been defeated. The documents has been returned. The debt has been paid. And the future is in the hands of our Father. Never forget that. Never forget that. And that is who we are, because we have been redeemed. We gave away our inheritance, but Jesus got it back for us. And in that, I take a deep breath. In Sotho, you say, butle, butle. Mamela, listen. Get quiet. Be still. Wait a minute. And just realize what Jesus has done. And that is what I go into this Easter with a breath of conquering a love inside of me. And then it is our privilege to go and tell people out there that the deed has been changed. There's a lie telling you that it belongs to somebody else. It belongs to you. And that is the word of our Father today.
Johnny, powerful.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.